have another board of directors candidate here.
Yeah, so we are in the studio with Kareem Elliott. Thank you for coming, Kareem. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me here.
No problem. So before we get to the more serious stuff, we just have one question for you. What is your favorite form of potato?
French fries, I guess.
French fries? French fries, yeah. Okay. Do you prefer, like, nice, like, thick-cut potato ones or, like,
Without salt. Actually, I would say probably potato wedges and without salt.
Those are nice. So good. Yeah. Those are so good.
Yeah. I might just go buy some candies on the way back.
Honestly, you could.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, like why you chose Laurier, where you're from, what you've been involved in.
Okay. So my name is Kareem Elliott. I'm a first-year kinesiology student. I'm from Brampton, Ontario. I'm also a part of the men's basketball team here.
Awesome.
I'm a part of first year project right now, and I'm a part of the NDP committee as well. I chose Laurier because, like, I like the campus. It's, like, very small. You can interact with everybody. You just by going to class, just by walking around campus, you start to meet new people. You make new friend groups, and I just like the community, like the Laurier community.
And are you in residence this year?
Yeah, I'm at Conrad Hall.
Oh, nice.
So you're rarely, like, centered into the campus.
Yeah, so it's very easy to get around right now, too. Yeah.
And then, so what motivated you to run for this position?
I kind of just wanted to, like, make a difference. I wanted to, when I finish my time here at Laurier, mm-hmm. to know that I was a part of something, that I made a change, that I made Laurier a better place for someone else and in the future for future students.
Okay. Was there anyone that did you know anyone previously that went to Laurier, or was it just kind of you visiting and just, like, falling in love with the school?
I had a lot of, like, friends that went here, and they told me that it's a very nice school, and also my brother was older, and he had a lot of friends that came here as well.
Okay.
And they shared the same insight, so I used that a lot. But when I came to visit, I enjoyed the campus a lot too.
Awesome. So could you give our listeners a little bit of an idea what your platform is?
So my platform is directed to first years and international students. Many of them don't know what the student union does, or, like, what's available for them on campus, or how they can get involved. So I want to spread that knowledge to them, the knowledge that I gained in my first year, so that they could find more jobs on campus, be able to volunteer on campus, and just be more involved in the Laurier community, because a lot of people get involved later on, but they regret not getting involved earlier because they can build more connections. So I just want to help those kids.
Yeah. Was it through, like, first year project that you found out about, like, students union and stuff?
Yeah, that was my first committee, and then I, like, realized that's what I wanted to do.
Okay, so in your platform, you basically talk about, like, increasing the amount of, like, mm-hmm. first-year involvement. Why do you think that there's not enough first-years involved in, like, everything on campus?
I feel like they're just caught up in, like, the overwhelming feeling of first year. Mm-hmm. Like, you're coming into university, you're the youngest kids again. You don't really know how to balance your time or what to do. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're just even scared to find out what we can do. So I feel like that's why.
And with the international student involvement, what have you found has been lacking with their involvement, and how do you think that can be improved?
I feel like there's, like, no, a lot of them struggle with, like, comprehension of, like, language, obviously. So I'm sorry. So I feel like there's not a lot to, like, help them with that language barrier. In terms of, like, helping to find jobs, like, if they're looking for a job, a lot of people who have experience in that language won't help them out to be like, oh, here's a job opportunity, here's what you can do. So I feel like if we build a better community where they're able to communicate with people that they can communicate easier with,
definitely,
then they'll be able to build a bigger community with more people being involved.
And they definitely feel more, like, at home and
welcomed. So can you describe to us what you mean by bridging the gap between students' union and those who are oblivious to their roles?
I mean, like, I want everyone to know what the student union does. As an athlete, too, like, even my teammates, most of them don't know, like, what I'm running for or what I've done throughout first semester. Mm-hmm. And they've been here for, like, a much longer time than I've been. So okay. I just want to make sure that everyone knows what can be done so that we have, so that everyone's on the same page,
yeah,
creating a better future for us, too.
Yeah. No, I think that's awesome. Well, we're just going to cut to a music break, and then we'll come back with a few more questions. All right, we are back, and we are here with Board of Directors candidate, Kareem Elliott. So we just talked a little bit about integrating more first years and international students into the Students' Union, making them more aware as well. We talked about his love of potato wedges, which are definitely, definitely a wonderful thing.
And we found out he's on the Laurier basketball team.
Yeah, go Hawks, go. So, Kareem, so Laurier's goal is to inspire lives. And if elected for this position, how do you plan to inspire the lives of current and future Laurier students?
I think I'd inspire lives by just like doing what I already do, just being involved and making sure that everyone else is happy in what they're doing. Everyone else is happy in their role in the Laurier community. If someone wants to just be a part of one committee, then they're involved and they're enjoying their role in the community. Then I just want to help inspire them to do that. Inspire them to be a part of something. Empower them and inspire them to be a part of Laurier.
Okay. No, I think that's true. There's so many different things at Laurier that you can do. There's really, really a place for everyone.
Yeah. And with Laurier being named like the number one in student satisfaction for 2 years in a row now, what do you plan to do to uphold this ranking?
Just respect people to the utmost. Just by doing like super kind things, such as like opening doors, just talking to people, just interacting positively. Mm-hmm. I think that can just keep student satisfaction the way it is. Suggesting solutions to problems that are very clear and very easy to use. So that would help.
Yeah. And was the Brantford Forum, was that the first time you had been to the Brantford campus?
Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to the forum because I had another commitment, but I haven't been to the campus yet, so.
And do you have like any plans about how to keep like Waterloo and like Brantford campuses like connected at all?
I guess to just have more events that are inclusive to both campuses. Like instead of just having events here at Waterloo that Brantford kids can come to, have Brantford events that only happen there, so that Waterloo kids are forced to go over there. So that we can make a greater connection and that it would be easier that way.
You could play a home game in Brantford.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, too.
That would be
really fun. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I have some friends there, and they had, like, their homecoming hockey game, and they, like, all had a blast.
Yeah, so.
Good. Yeah. Well, before we let you go, do you have any else that you want to share to our listeners?
Anything about your platform? Anything about what your vision is for the upcoming year?
I guess my vision for the upcoming year is just to just keep on helping, like I said, the Laurier community become better. So that's just what I want to leave with.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're very passionate about Laurier.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best of luck with the election period.
Thank you.
And the rest of your semester.
Yeah, and hopefully everyone comes out and votes.
Yeah, please vote. That's the big thing.
Yeah, it just takes like not even like 2 minutes, guys. It's on your computer.
Yeah, they're gonna have booths in the concourse with tablets. Exactly. Last year they were doing like floats for votes.
Yeah.
I got ice cream because I voted. Yeah, it was
same. I did too.
It was awesome.
I specifically waited to go to campus and vote
because
I wanted a float. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, this is great. Just before class, I'm like, gives you like something to look forward to and keep you awake in class.
Exactly. Well, best of luck to Kareem and Adam. So we'll be back next Monday. We have some student publications interviews.
Yeah, we have some more interviews lined up for you guys.
Talk a little bit. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk a little bit about Groundhog Day and some other stuff. But yeah, we'll be back next Monday on The Morning After.
Bye.